You mentioned also greyhounds at the West Acre. That was a large part of your father's life.
It was indeed. Of course, he was very successful, but leading up to the Grand Derby win in 1960, he was racing dogs at Slough, White City, Haringey, West Ham, Catford, up to Perry Bar at Birmingham, Wolverhampton. Very, very busy, and very successful too. The person who used to look after the greyhounds was a very kind man called Harry Pierce. I think he lived in Haslingfield. And then he was helped out by Will Flack from Shepreth. And then when those two left, my Uncle Bert took over. But, of course, being so successful, it meant my father was out in the evenings, you could say 5 evenings out of 7. So I didn't really see a lot of him, with me being away at school and him being out all the time.
So you say they won the Derby in 1960. Mm. Now, what was the dog called?
That was Duleek Dandy. That got to the final, and it was in Trap 4, because the previous year's winner, Marbush Pride, was in Trap 1, odds on favourite. Duleek Dandy was 25-1 and won it. And I was at school at the time. I had special permission to stay up because it was on black and white, grainy BBC television. And I think I was a pretty popular boy because I know several of the masters had a bet on it.